WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 6th. Coming up, even as Illinois has shifted to more of a blue state politically, more of its counties are voting Republican. We'll take a closer look at these two Illinois in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers won't be coming back to Springfield next week after all. The House and Senate canceled their planned session days next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because of spiking COVID-19 cases amid the spread of the Omicron variant. Democratic Senate President Don Harmon says no decision has been made on when the legislature will return to the state capitol, but yesterday was a late night at the State House. Lawmakers took action on criminal justice, election, and judicial redistricting legislation, and the Senate paid special tribute to comedic actress and Oak Park native Betty White, who died last week. Senators voted to establish January 17, 2022 as Betty White Day in Illinois. It's time to consider upgrading your mask as COVID surges again. Illinois State Medical Society President-elect Clarence Brown says the initial recommendation for cloth masks was made to help conserve supplies.
The recommendation was for the public to try to let healthcare providers have the medical grade masks, the N95 masks, so that they could continue to, you know, help save those lives in the ER and in the ICU.
Now that supply shortages have eased, Brown says people should look into swapping their cloth masks for surgical masks or N95 masks. He says N95 masks offer the greatest level of protection against the highly transmissible Omicron variant. Surgical masks are second best, followed by double-layer cloth masks. But any mask, he says, is still better than none at all. The CDC recommends everyone wear a mask in indoor settings or in areas of high community transmission, regardless of vaccination status. Illinois likely just experienced its fifth warmest December on record. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has more.
Provisional data shows the average statewide temperature in December was 39.4 degrees, more than 9 degrees above average. It was the warmest December on record in Carbondale, the third warmest in St. Louis, Springfield, and Peoria, the fourth warmest in Rockford and Champaign-Urbana, and the fifth warmest in Chicago. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says this falls in line with the general climate change trend.
Every single season in Illinois has gotten warmer over the last 50 to 70 years. And even when we go back to the last 120, 130 years, every single season has gotten warmer and winter has warmed at a faster rate than all the other seasons.
Ford says in the long run, December is becoming more of a fall month. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Public health officials reported more than 900 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday. The number of active cases hit another all-time high with more than 5,700. Meanwhile, another person has died from COVID-19 in Champaign County, a male in his 60s. The countywide death toll is up to 233. Health officials continue to recommend the following to help control viral spread. Get fully vaccinated, including a booster dose if you're eligible. Wear a mask while at indoor public places. And get a COVID test if you have symptoms or have been exposed to anyone who's tested positive. Find the latest information on where to get COVID testing and vaccinations in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties at illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, political polarization is happening across the country, including in Illinois. Dave McKinney will take a closer look at our two Illinois. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois is a Democratic state, arguably one of the bluest in the country. But if you look outside Chicago and the collar counties, you see mostly a sea of red. That deepening polarity promises to shape this year's race for Illinois governor in what could be a big Republican year nationally. Dave McKinney takes a closer look at our two Illinois.
If you listen to John Spencer, it doesn't sound like he's joking when he says he keeps his party affiliation mostly to himself. Why?
Sometimes you might get hit. I try not to say too much to anybody anymore.
Spencer is the Democratic chairman in Clay County, a mostly rural, white, and conservative Republican enclave 240 miles south of Chicago. He works at Walmart now because a construction business he once ran went under.
I couldn't buy a job now if I wanted one in the line of construction because nobody wants a Democrat on their property.
Starting in 1998, Democratic losses downstate escalated over 20 years. The number of Illinois counties voting Democratic in gubernatorial elections declined each cycle. Spencer himself tried running for the Illinois House in 2020, but got clobbered. He said voters didn't like his focus on infrastructure, schools, jobs, or broadband internet. All they wanted to hear about, he said, were gun rights and abortion restrictions. That's all given rise to pro-gun, anti-abortion Republicans like State Senator Darren Bailey from Xenia. He's one of four Republican candidates who has announced they're running for governor next year. And he has his own theory about why Democrats aren't winning many downstate counties in governor's elections.
I boil a lot of it down to moral integrity.
As a legislator, Bailey signed on to an effort to kick Chicago out of Illinois and have it become its own state. The measure went nowhere. Bailey has since backed away from the concept now that he's running to challenge Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. If Bailey gets out of a primary to win in November, he's going to have to find some votes in Chicago's suburbs and in the city he once wanted to jettison. Bailey's political ideology is rooted in his religious beliefs, and he quotes the Old Testament in making the case he's the right man for governor.
Proverbs 28:2 says, when there is moral rot in a nation, its government topples easily, but wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability.
Journalist Lou Jacobson has studied the trend nationally of Republicans winning more counties than Democrats and wrote about it in the nationally respected political newsletter Sabato's Crystal Ball. He says in Illinois, Republicans like Bailey face long political odds so long as densely populated Chicago and the collar counties remain blue. There aren't enough votes downstate to offset that Democratic advantage. But as geographic divisions harden in Illinois, Jacobson says polarization worsens.
It's not great for our political debate.
And Jacobson says that's unhealthy in a democracy.
You have people in red areas who are never seeing blue voters. It just further pushes the two sides away from each other and gives them less and less common ground.
Now, there's been one exception to this trend. In 2018, Pritzker, the Democratic incumbent, won on a historic turnout in Cook County and a near sweep of the collar counties. But he also clawed back some of the lost political turf downstate, and Pritzker's campaign says he wants to hold on to that in 2022. Since declaring for re-election, Pritzker has visited the region almost two dozen times, including a recent stop in far downstate Williamson County. A reporter there pressed him on his seeming lack of support in that part of the state.
Well, let me start with, I think I'm more favored than you think I am.
The last Democratic gubernatorial nominee really to do well downstate was former Congressman Glenn Pouchard of Marion. He narrowly lost the 1998 election. One of the 43 counties Pouchard carried was Clay County, home to Bailey and to Democrat John Spencer. Spencer wouldn't give Pouchard good odds at carrying the county these days.
But now, if Glenn was to run for dog catcher against a cat, the cat would get 90% of the vote.
And that's the story of two Illinois, the one that's blue in the city and suburbs and that elected Pritzker 3 years ago, and the other that's deeply red and growing redder, searching for a shot at political relevance in 2022. This is Dave McKinney.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and cold today with a high of 15 degrees and wind chill readings around 5 below zero. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Steph Whiteside, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.